depressingly, because today's message is that one thing that can prevent God from working in your life. Isn't that funny? There is one thing in our lives that can stop the power of God from working in our life. And that is unbelief. If we do not believe the things that God said he would do, if we do not believe God's promises, if we do not believe that God can do all the things that he said he would do, if we have unbelief towards what God said he would do, then he cannot do anything in our life. That is the one thing that stops God from working amazing things in our life, is when we have unbelief. Unbelief is that. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, this is chapter 11, it says, "For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." We must believe that he is. We must believe that he exists. We must believe the things that he says and the things that he promised. We must believe the things he said about us, what he said about you, who he said you could be, what he said you could do. You must believe that. And you must believe that he, what it says here, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Meaning those that walk with him and those that follow him, he will reward them. And you must believe that, it says. We need to believe. If we have unbelief, it will stop God every time. God cannot work in unbelief. It just doesn't happen. There's an interesting story where Jesus is, he's been traveling around a little while now in his ministry, and he decides to go back to Nazareth. Nazareth is the town where he grew up. So when he gets there and he starts to teach and preach in the synagogues, all the people start to say, "Hey, isn't that little Jesus? Isn't that Joseph's son, the carpenter? What the heck is he saying? Why is he saying all these things?" And they, because they were familiar with him and they remembered him as a little boy running around, riding his bicycle, you know, skinning his knee. Because they remembered him like that, they could not believe these grandiose things he was talking about. He was talking about the kingdom of heaven. He was talking about the blessings. He was talking about miracles. They couldn't believe it because all they could was see that little Jesus and think, "That's the carpenter's son. My kids went to school with his brother or his sister." And they did not believe. It says in Mark chapter 6, "Now he could do no mighty work there." This is talking about Jesus. In Nazareth, he could do no mighty work there. He couldn't do all the amazing things he had done everywhere else because they didn't believe. Let's read it in Matthew 13, verse 58. This is also speaking about Nazareth. "Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Because of their unbelief, it says he could do no mighty works. The unbelief stopped the great works of God from happening in Nazareth. Because they did not believe it was possible. The one thing we have above all else is belief. We have to believe in what God has said. We have to believe what he said we could do. We have to believe what he said he was going to do. We have to believe his promises, and we have to believe his word, and we have to believe it above all other things. If you believe what your doctor said about your condition more than what you believe God said about healing, guess what's going to win out? The doctor's report. Because you have unbelief about what God said about healing. We have to believe that God said what God said. Healing He brought healing. Healing is possible. All diseases and all conditions can be healed. But if we believe our doctor more, then we have unbelief towards what God has said. And if we have unbelief, now God cannot come in and work in our lives to do amazing healings and miracles. If we have unbelief, then we might be believing what the economist is saying about the economy and our finances. If we're believing him more than we're believing what God said about prosperity, about making us flourish, he said he would be a rewarder. If we believe the economist, then we have unbelief towards what God said. And if we have unbelief towards what God said, then he cannot do those works. Jesus could not do the work, the mighty works in Nazareth because of unbelief. And the same thing is true today. If we have unbelief in our life towards God, he cannot do the mighty works. Now, you might believe in God, but maybe you don't believe all the things that God said about you. God said that you're a co-heir. But you might be thinking, oh, no, Ted, I'm just a little guy. I don't got any power or authority. I ain't going to be ruler over anything. That means you have unbelief towards what God said about you. Because God said you're a co-heir. The minute you receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, the minute you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit within you, you are now working hand in hand with God. And ruler or have dominion over all things. But if you don't believe that, if you have unbelief regarding that, those mighty things cannot happen. Unbelief prevents the work from God, of God, from happening in your life. And if you're believing something else more than you are in God, then he cannot do the great things that he promised. This is the one thing that stops God from being able to work in our life. Unbelief. There is nothing else that has power to stop God on any level, in any way, in any situation, except for our own unbelief. If we don't believe it. If we have unbelief, if you think about it, really, this is the journey that we're on with God. We have a God that has a big vision. He has a great vision, and he has a great plan. His plan is extraordinary. It's humongous. It's gigantic. And what we're doing is, as we're walking with God, he is stretching our mind and our hearts to believe for more. He wants us, he is a God that wants us to believe for more, not believe for less. He is stretching us all the time to believe that we can do more and that he can do more through us. He is stretching us all the time to believe what is possible. All things are possible with God, but there are times where our limited thinking or our experiences say, well, that's not possible. My experiences say that I'm not equipped to handle that job, or my experience says I'm not smart enough to do that, or my experience says, you know, I have too many health issues. But that, as we work with God, he is continually expanding our belief. He is getting us first to believe in him, but then as we walk with him, he is getting us to believe in the supernatural powers. He is getting us to believe in miraculous healings. He is getting us to believe that forces of darkness have no power over you. He is getting you to believe that you can prosper in any situation. He is stretching your beliefs all the time to say that you can overcome that situation. He is continually working on and making growing within you your belief in him and your belief in you. Because he's working to help you to believe what you're capable of. And what he said about you is true, that you can do amazing things. He wants you to believe that you, with his authority, can heal other people. You can heal them. He wants you to believe that. If you don't believe that's possible, then you have unbelief. And guess what? God cannot work in unbelief. We need to expand and stretch our belief so that you get to the point where you believe God can heal through you. Every single one of you. I don't want one of you sitting there, well, it's not me. Must be talking to that guy next to me. Not talking to me. No, he's talking to you. He is saying you can heal others. He is saying you can bless others. You are a blessing to other people when you have the Spirit of God working through you. You can bring a blessing into their life. You. Even you. Because God doesn't think of you as just even you or just you. God thinks of you as something incredible. He thinks of you as somebody amazing. He thinks of you as somebody important. That is what God believes about you. He believes you are very important to his plan and to his mission. And he knows you can be a blessing to someone else. But if you have unbelief about that, if you're sitting there going, maybe you have a thought going, I can't be a blessing to anybody. That's unbelief. And we need to stretch the belief in God to even cover that, to know that you believe everything God says. We can't pick and choose what God says about us. We want to believe everything God says about us. And everything God says about us is amazing. Everything God says about us is extraordinary. But it's so much bigger than anything we could ever dream of. Whatever your wildest dreams were of who you thought you could be and what you thought you could do, God has dreamed and believed and created you to do so much more than you have ever dreamed of, even in your wildest dreams. God has equipped you and prepared you to do more. But we have to overcome unbelief. Because unbelief will stop the power of God from working and coming into those areas. We need to expand belief of God and everything he said. And don't pick and choose what he said, but believe everything he said about you. Let it stretch in your heart. Let it stretch in your mind. This is the whole journey and walk of God that we are on. As we come into a new year very shortly, I want you to let your mind race with the possibilities of what God can do through you, of the amazing works that God can work through you, because he believes you can do it. And if you start to let yourself just believe it a little bit, just a little tiny bit, God said you didn't have to believe much, only the size of a mustard seed. If you can believe just that much, that God can do great works through you, that's enough. God can do it. Even when we have just a little belief, God can go to work. Let's weed out the unbelief. If we are believing in something else, let's recognize it and weed it out and begin to believe in what God said. Begin to understand and read what God said about you and that situation. The people, the Israelites, saw wonderful miracles, miraculous works of God as they were delivered out of the land of Egypt. So many amazing things happened. They were brought out from under the hand of Pharaoh, the most powerful king in all the world, and the richest country in all the world. And they were delivered by the hand of God out of bondage and out of slavery so they could go to the promised land. And even though they had seen all those miracles and all those wonders, and even God had transferred the wealth of Egypt into their hands, the Egyptians had given them all the gold and silver of the entire land, they'd given it to them. They had the riches of Egypt now belong to them. They were delivered out of slavery and out of bondage and out of the hand of this mighty Pharaoh by the hand of God. And they saw all the things that God did for them. And they heard how God was, what he was telling them, you're going to be a great people. You're going to be a people of priests. You are going to be a people of incredible abundance and wealth. You're going to live in an amazing land. In fact, I have this special land for you that I've set aside. It's amazing. It's got everything you want. He told them all these things. He said, who I'm going to make you, who you are. And he said, what you can do. And the interesting thing was, here's what it says in Hebrews 3:19 about this. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Paul is talking about the Israelites. They could not enter in. This is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. They could not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. Their unbelief stopped them from receiving what God wanted to give them, from becoming who God wanted them to be, who God created them to be. Even though they had seen all these other miracles and all these other wonders and all these incredible things happening, their unbelief prevented them from stepping into the promised land and becoming who God had created them to be, just because they couldn't believe it. Belief is a powerful thing. Belief can affect you in amazing ways. Belief can stop us from doing something that's so natural or so easy in our life that we're so talented about, but we just believe we can't do it. I've had beliefs stop me in interesting ways. I remember one time Liza and I were walking up to a store. And as we got out of our car and we started walking towards the store, and I don't remember what it was. It was a hardware maybe or some sort of department store. But as we got, you know, as we started walking, we're looking and looked kind of dark inside the store. And we started thinking, you know, we started looking at our watches and thinking, I think the store closed. And we started saying to each other, I think the store is closed. Yeah, we didn't see any people walking around in there. And by the time we got to the door, we were pretty sure. We believed that store was closed. Liza went ahead and reached for the handle and didn't move. So she said, darn it, we must have missed it. Store is closed. Yeah. So we both stood out there believing the store was closed, and we started talking to each other. What should we do now? What's next on our list, and where should we go? Well, we're chatting. Somebody comes out of the store through the same door she just tried. We had convinced ourselves so thoroughly that that store was closed before we got to the door that by the time she tried it, she couldn't even open it because we both believed that store was closed. Well, now we saw somebody come out. We knew it was open. We turn around. We look. Certainly, we see all these people in the store. We walk into the store. It's all active and open. Doors are closed to us when we have unbelief. There are doors that are closed to us because we believe it's closed. But when God has opened the way, when God has opened a door, if it be to the promised land, if it be to you having the financial freedom that you need, if it be to you having incredible healing, those doors are open. But we got to believe they're open, because if we believe they're closed, every time we're pulling on them, it feels like they're locked and they're wide open. But we got to believe it. We got to have that, weed out that unbelief if we want it to happen in our lives. We got to weed out the unbelief. And it's easy to start taking a look around and seeing, what do I believe in? Because if we start seeing things that we believe in more than God, then we already know there's probably unbelief in that area of our life in terms of what God has said he will do. So that's a great place to start looking and seeing, what do I believe in more than God? Like I said, if you believe more in the doctor's report than you do in what God said about being able to heal all diseases, you already have unbelief towards God. If you believe that financially we're in a system that it's too powerful and there's nothing that God can do about it, you're just going to have to squeak it out with the rest of them, then you have unbelief towards God when he said, I will prosper you. I will reward you. He's a rewarder. God wants to reward you. But you're pulling on the door and you're thinking at the same time it's locked. We got to get the unbelief out of our minds and out of our hearts. Because that is the one thing that stops God from working in our lives. If there's something that you've been believing for, and it's not happened yet, or it feels like it's taking forever, check and see, are you believing wholeheartedly? Are you believing completely? Or is there some part of you that has unbelief? Is there some part of you that thinks, this can't happen? We got to know that whatever God said in his word is his promise to us. It is his contract with us. It is his covenant with us. It's like a deal. God never breaks his word. He never breaks his promise. He never breaks his contract. Anything that he said about you, he will fulfill it fully and completely. But the first things that are required is that we believe. First, we believe in God. And then we believe in the promises of God. And we believe that God can heal us. And we believe God can transform us. And we believe that God can change us into a new being, an incredible being. But then we begin to believe God that not only does he change us, that now he can work through us to change others. We begin to believe that God can heal through me. He can heal through you. God can begin to bless other people through you. You can be a blessing. So your beliefs are stretching a little more. First it was just about God, and then it was about yourself, and now it's about other people. And the belief stretches even further. The changes can happen in the world. The things that you can change in the world with God's authority. How you can make this world a different place. Now your beliefs are stretching a little further. Because God is growing within you. God has incredible plans for you. Amazing, 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 amazing plans. You're thinking about this new year? Don't dream small, dream big. Believe big. If I'm going to believe in a God, I'm going to believe in a God who believes big. God believes big for me. So I got to believe big with him. Dream big with God. Don't be afraid to dream. Mighty dreams, great dreams. Because if you read what God has said you can do all of that and even more. Because he has given you the authority and the dominion and the power. And when the Spirit of God is within you, nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you down. Just believe. Believe with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and it will be done. There was a man here, and his daughter was sick. This is in Mark chapter 5, verse 36, I'm looking at. But his daughter was sick, and so he believed that if he could get Jesus to come over, she would be healed. So he made his way through the crowd, and he pushed his way through this crowd, trying to get it. Just think about it. Probably thousands of people are just thronging around Jesus. You know, you probably need a VIP passes to even get into the, you know, good seats. But this guy was determined because he knew, I just believe if Jesus can come over, my daughter can be healed. And he made his way up there. He got close and he started talking to Jesus about, you know, his daughter. But they got interrupted because other people were hanging around and wanted stuff. Pretty soon a messenger comes and tells him, your daughter's dead. Don't bother the master now. See, he could believe for the girl's healing. He knew if Jesus could come, he just believed it with all his heart. The girl could be healed. Now the girl's dead. He was like, what's the point now? But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe. That was the first thing he said to the man when the man heard his daughter was dead. He said, don't be afraid, only believe. See, the man could believe for healing, but now that he was hearing the girl was dead, that was a little bit further stretch. He had to believe for a resurrection, that she could come back from the dead. That's a little further than just healing, you know, from cancer or heart disease or, you know, something like that. But Jesus said, don't be afraid, only believe. He's stretching this father's belief a little further. And the man said, okay, let's go. And they went to the house, and he went in. And anybody of unbelief, because when he went there, the people said, oh, what are you doing here? She's dead. And he said, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. And they laughed and mocked him. And he put those unbelieving people outside. They could not be in the house. They could not be in the room. Only the people who believed, the father, the mother, the disciples, all the people that believed were there. And he touched her and told her to wake up. And her eyes opened and she got up. Notice he had to remove those people of unbelief in order to do this, in order to let the power of God work. The people who truly believed were there to see her awaken. Same thing happens in our life. Sometimes we let too many people of unbelief get around us. They don't believe in your dream or your vision of what you're working towards. They don't believe that you can do the great things that God has been speaking in your heart. And when you let them crowd around you and begin to whisper in your ear and mock you, it begins to wear down your belief and prevents the power of God from working. Remember, it only takes a little bit of belief, size of a mustard seed. If you can believe that much, God can work. But don't let people, unbelieving people, wear you down. Sometimes you got to put them out of the room. You got to put them out of the room so that you can be there and receive what God wants you to receive. Doesn't mean that you can't go and speak to the unbelieving people and help them to believe. You can do that too. Because there are people who are looking for something to believe in. They need somebody to tell them something great, some good news. They need somebody to tell them something amazing. And that is an opportunity too. But there are times where we need to put them outside when we're doing something important. There are times where God needs you to be 100% committed and believing that he is working in your life or in the life of somebody else so that they can receive a healing. Do you believe you could touch somebody and bring them back from the dead? Can you stretch your mind that far? Not on your own, but with the Spirit of God upon you, Jesus said, whatever the works I do, you will do also, and greater works than these. Stretch your belief a little further. See, death doesn't have to take us or have control over us. We have dominion and authority over death. What does that mean? Does that mean we're never going to die? No, we're all going to check out at some point, but we get to choose. We get to choose when it's time. We don't get taken out by some sort of disease or condition. We get taken out because we realize, I'm finished, it's done, let's go. Jesus never left a second before he was darn well good and ready. And then he said, it is finished. He finished everything he needed to do in his life and did not leave a second before. Wasn't because of nails or spears or beatings that he left this world. Those things did not have power over him. He left because he had completed everything he needed to do. And then he said, I'm done. We have to stretch our belief to that kind of extent to know that we have power and authority even over death. Sickness cannot affect us. Poverty cannot affect us. If we believe in the things that God said, if we believed in what Jesus taught, and we walk in those ways, and we hold fast to those beliefs, there is nothing that can stop you from becoming what God created you to be. All you have to do is believe with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your soul, and praise God, because it will be so.